Just a heads up, this episode contains some explicit language. You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. La Sera is a dream pop, surf rock, punk band fronted by Katie Goodman, formerly of Vivian Girls. The group released a brand new EP called Queens last month. In this episode, Katie and guitarist Todd Weisenbaker, who also happens to be Katie's husband, talk about making music that's relentless and how La Sera's songwriting evolved alongside their relationship.
My name's Katie Goodman.
And I am Todd Weisenbaker.
And we play as La Sera.
We met at CMJ in
2010
in New York. What venue?
Irving Plaza.
And I was playing with Jenny Lewis.
In the band Jenny and Johnny. And La Sera had just started. And we had just released our first song. And we were on that show as the first band.
We have the same booking agent.
Yeah, because I had this booking agent because I was in Vivian Girls. And so they put me on this showcase as one of my first shows. And we met that night.
Yeah, and I had heard the name Vivian Girls before, but just not anywhere near my scene or radar, I think, before that. But randomly on the bus, the night or two before, I think it was the night before, Jenny and some other people in the band were looking at Vivian Girls' YouTubes. And so that was the first time I'd ever even seen Katie ever at all. And we go to the show the next day and I'm like, in the video, it was Katie playing drums. And so I just figured she played drums. And then I see her on stage holding a bass and I was like, that's the same girl. That is definitely the same girl from the video. And we met and we just probably said hi.
Probably didn't even have a conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, it was just.
But
like,
then after that show, La Sera got added to the UK Jenny and Johnny tour. So like 2 months later. So December 2010, we toured for like 2 weeks together in England.
Yeah. So we kind of became.
Which is a long time to be touring in England because the drives are like really short. So we just played a lot of shows and it was really fun. And then we became friends. 2 years later, La Sera released the album Sees the Light, and we were going on a European tour, and I needed a guitar player. And I had run into Todd like 2 months before that, like at a bar, and we had kind of started dating, and I was like, do you want to play guitar on this tour? And that was kind of like,
yeah,
when our musical life.
But it was
and
very much like not, there was no, I don't know, it wasn't with the intention that I would be like a joint band at all. It was just like, oh yeah, I learned these songs. I really respected the other guitar players that were in the band before me. Yeah, I was just kind of like, oh yeah, I'll fill in.
Started dating,
and it was a little more serious. I was going to go on tour around the same time in Father John Misty, playing guitar, and
he chose.
And I was like, but we kind of started dating, and I was like, I don't know if I, like, should maybe hang out here in L.A. and see if, like, I don't know, I just thought that.
He decided to stay home and hang out with me, but then what's funny is that we ended up opening for Father John Misty on a month-long U.S. tour, like,
so
3 months later. So we actually, you did kind of go on the tour.
Yeah.
But just in a different band.
Yeah, it was just one of those, like, life, like, oh, I should, wait a second, I should not just, like, do what I think is best. I should, like, pay attention to my feelings, and it worked out, yeah.
Feelings.
Yeah. No, sometimes you have to. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, ah, wait a minute.
Yeah. Writing before Todd was in the band was much different. It was definitely, like, La Sera was my solo project. I would have really talented people help me, like, produce the records and play on them with me. And, like,
songs were pretty much always this, would would stay.
The song was the song. I would write the whole song, and then we would record it as is. And I would help people, like, people would help me, like, achieve tones and, you know, all that sort of thing. When Todd joined the band, he became that person that helped me with Hour of the Dawn. And then it shifted. After Hour of the Dawn came out, we did that, like, album cycle. I didn't know what we wanted to do next. Like, we were thinking maybe, like, oh, maybe we should do, like, an acoustic album. Like, I don't know. Let's mix it up. But then what happened was we just started, like, spontaneously writing songs together. Like, together. Like, you know, like, he would, like, start playing chords, and I would, like, sing a melody. And I had never written that way with anybody else before.
I would say Break My Heart is probably quintessential pre-Todd Weisenbaker
LaSera
song. If Katie brought that song to me, but if she was like, hey, presented the song, I would not change anything. Because there are some songs that I have changed things, and I would have, but she has her weird chord.
I have a favorite chord. What's it called?
A diminished. She has that chord in there, and has all the elements. It's catchy. Cool. I don't know. The lyrics are great. I wouldn't do anything to it. So that is, like, very much quintessential. Now, a song, Take My Heart. Katie wrote the song, and it had its own vibe.
You added a lot of chords
I just swapped some chords out, like some, like, jazz substitution chords. And then kind of, like, switch the tempo, kind of just to, like, oh, this, you could, Katie said before, like, some songs can wear different clothes. It could be the same song, but it can
put you it dress through. Dress it up in different outfits.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this would be, like, I Know It's Over Smith style. So, yeah, that's one that I think I changed it.
Into a more of a Todd song.
Or just more of a like collective us. Katie's own version would have been different.
I think Todd kind of took that guitar thing and ran with it. And now, especially like on our most recent song, we just put out a song like the other day called Queens. That's like, I feel like we're reaching kind of this like guitar heaven zone where like it's all coming together like perfectly in this guitar symphony sort of way.
Led Zeppelin is like one of my all-time favorite things in the world and why I play music. And it's like geeky, corny, whatever.
I thought,
like,
it was kind of fun. I thought it'd be funny if we covered, you know, Led Zeppelin. Like, no one's going to see that coming. And then we started playing it and people like loved it. Like, yeah. So we basically did this 5-week US tour in May And every night we play Whole Lot of Love, and everyone would lose their minds. And we were like, "This
sound
is
guy older this, like every sound guy would lose like, their minds. Just loved it.
Every sound guy would like add like this awesome like delay on my vocals live. Like, you know, they were so stoked, and it was just like really fun. And so right when we got back from tour, we recorded the Led Zeppelin cover and two of the older songs that Todd now just shreds uncontrollably on. We were like, we should capture that energy right now, right when we got back from tour. Yeah. Really like going from like very restrained to like no restraint whatsoever. This the thing I always say is relentless. Like I want the end of this song should just be relentless. Just like doesn't let up. Just like attacks you endlessly, which is kind of a
which hilarious. Is what I would want to hear. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Which is like, I would let you know.
What
would
I want to hear? Something relentless. Yes, that's like my favorite thing that we do now. Although then it makes the more tame moments stand out more. So I think it's good to bounce around between extremes. Staying inside, like, the lines is not the Lacera way. We definitely have no boundaries, and we don't put any on ourselves. And people try to put them on us, and they fail. You can quote me on that.
Thanks so much to Katie and Todd for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com to find a link to Lacera's new EP, Queens. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.